Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Now, do you ever go on holiday with your extended family? Well, post-pandemic, more and more adult children are heading away with their parents, and many families are choosing to bring the whole family along. Grandchildren, parents, grandparents, all together. So, what are the good things about multi-generational holidays? Well, fashion designer and entrepreneur Sonia Lennon and her sister embarked on a three-week trip to India with her 84-year-old dad. She joins us now to tell us all about it. Sonia, you're very welcome to the programme. Why did you choose to do this, and how did it work?
Well, I didn't is the short answer. It was my dad, really, who decided he wanted to explore India. He's almost 85. I hope he doesn't mind me giving away his age on the airways. He's amazing, and he's eternally curious. And he just decided he wanted to go to India, and he wanted us, myself and my sister Ashling, to accompany him. So that's where it began. I suppose it began originally 3 years previously. I had gone with my family, and he just loved the sound of it. So we were his guests, Sarah.
Very nice. So how did it actually work out then? Because, you know, you get to be an adult, and everyone has their own routines and their own way of doing things, and they like quiet time or they don't like quiet time or whatever it might be. You know, how did it pan out?
Well, we worked with an amazing professional who helped us to put the itinerary together. And if anybody wants to know who that is, I can share it on a private message or whatever. But what it meant was that we could decide what we wanted to do. We could design the places that we wanted to go, knowing that somebody who was plugged into the system over there could set us on the right track. And, you know, it was a collaborative effort, full of extraordinary experiences, and, you know, the privilege to be there and to be there with my dad and my sister for 3 weeks is not lost on me. But it was a very different dynamic, Sarah, because it was my dad's trip. So it felt very special to be there and to be sort of enabling that to happen, you know, and doing things like my dad got into a wetsuit for the first time in his life and went snorkeling.
Wow. Well done, Dad.
He is an icon. That's all
amazing.
I can say.
That is incredible. So tell me when the arguments began.
They didn't, Cormac. Okay, so we're a small family. There's only four of us. Our mum is in residential care. And I think that was a real sharpener. Mm. He really thought, I want to do this now. Mum can't be with us, but let's go and do it as a slightly smaller family. We are very tight. We're very close. We're not particularly argumentative, and, you know, we don't sort of rise to rouse in normal times. And so at the end of the holiday, Dad was like, "Well, we haven't had a crossword," and I was like, "Well, we don't usually have crosswords, so that's not hugely surprising."
I think you're right, though. It's when you say it's a sharpener when your mother or your father is in residential care, because it makes you appreciate the parents, your parents, at an older age, doesn't it? And maybe 20 years ago there would have been arguments, but certainly not now. Is that the overriding message, that you, as an adult, learn to love and appreciate your parents? Is that it?
I think that's part of maturing. I think you may have cracked it.
Only took him 40 plus years.
Me too. I'm right there with you. But I think, you know, when I saw the messages that came in when I was posting the trip on Instagram, and people were saying either, right, that's it, I'm doing it, I'm going, I'm taking this special time to spend an extended period of time with my parents or whatever. Or, sadly, a lot of people were saying, we thought about it and we never did it, and now it's too late. So for all of those reasons, it felt like the right thing to do.
Okay, so bottom line then, Sonia, you'd recommend it?
Well, I think, The caveat is, if you get on really well with your family, it will be a wonderful experience. If you're going on an extended trip to fix what's already broken, good luck.
Okay, some great advice. That is great, and a good caveat as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Sonia, to talk us through what sounds like a really wonderful experience. That's Sonia Lennon, designer and entrepreneur. And you can let us know your own thoughts and indeed experiences. 51551.